Steve.
Hey, Steve. John Kyle here with Locust Blast. How's it going?
Good.
I appreciate you taking the call again. So now I did see here, while we were talking, I was browsing your website just to really gather data of what we would put on Google for you. So let me know if I'm wrong with this list. Commercial overhead door installation, commercial overhead door repair, loading dock equipment, loading dock door installation, commercial freezer door install, a commercial freezer door repair, loading dock equipment repair, loading dock door repair, industrial and facility services, industrial racking and storage solutions, HVLS fans, specialty fabrication, industrial piping and welding, residential garage door installation, garage door repair, mechanical and construction contracting, industrial safety and compliance audits. Any of those, too much of what you do, or is that a pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's a pretty good description. There's, dock plates, dock levelers, is kind of some of the, terminology, you would need for, SEO, they call it.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was doing like key terms, right? So loading, not just loading dock equipment, but also, dock plates.
Yeah, dock plates.
Dock levelers.
Dock levelers, which is actually what they're called, but a lot of people don't know that. And if they were searching, they would look up dock plate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are some of the things that we would put in there, again, just to make sure that this is getting properly set up for you in terms of showing up on the right areas on Google. And so that's what I was taking the time while you had a brief break there. So now in that regard, did you get a chance to at least browse the website?
I did take a look at that, what you sent me. But I could also give you some of these, I wouldn't call them competitors, but some of these equipment companies that I do a lot of this work for.
Are you from a Select Door Service?
I will look up the Southern Dock is one of them. Miner, M-I-N-E-R, is another one. Arbon, A-R-B-O-N. That's some of the larger ones is, Southern around here, but Southern Dock, Arbon, Miner, and then of course you have a lot of the smaller companies, you have Jayco Dock and Doors, you have, Top Notch is another one that was a customer of ours that are very similar. Probably a good one to look up. Top Notch.
Okay, I saw Southern Dock. So look, they use their key terms are pretty simple: commercial loading dock and commercial doors, door emergency service, door install. Yeah, they do industrial door suppliers also. So industrial door, I'll probably put that one in there as well. Industrial. Door install, industrial doors, commercial door. Okay, the reason why I was looking at that, so I can definitely gather some of the key terms that they're being found for. So, yeah, that's where you would be, running alongside some of those things where, because they go to these guys who sometimes go to you to sub something out because they can't take on the project, but they just don't say no, right?
Right. Right, yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah. We're subs for Southern Dock, Miner, Arbon, Overhead Door of Atlanta. Those are all been customers of ours through the years.
And obviously that keeps you busy, right? And then, but this, what we would do would help you grow the margin on your individual brand, so to speak, product or projects.
Yeah.
So that way you have some of these big dollar projects that are through your own brand, and then you're going to have some that are, you'll still have your sub work going on. And obviously there's no conflict of interest in that regard, because it's not like they're telling you, you can only work for us as a sub, right? There's no agreement you signed in that.
That's right. So, the only thing is obviously we don't step on toes as far as like Just for an example, Shaw used to be one of our customers, but if we go out and do install work at a particular plant for, say, Miner, we will not allow them to go around Miner to pick us up.
I understand what you're saying. You're not going to be dropping off Garland business cards when it's a Miner project.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Because the subcontract work is still steady. So yeah, I mean, there's value to that, even though the margin isn't high. I get it completely. Like you're not going to step on bite that hand because that hand still feeds. It's just you also want to build your own brand so you can have. I mean, and that's what we would do, right? That's where the Google optimization. We also do Facebook ads as well. Now, are you reaching out to residential much at all?
We just started kind of do some of that. Like I would occasionally get residential calls. And years ago when I first started the business, we did do residential. We did a lot of service work. But through the years, commercial just kind of took over and became the bread and butter. So when something residential would come in, typically over the last year or two, a lot of times I would just throw it to one of the guys and let them do it on the side. But, usually residential, really for it to become very profitable, it requires high volume. But at the same time, service work is really, there's a lot of money in service work.
What I notice, because I do a lot of work with the overhead door industry on the resi side, and I notice that the resi, like garage door repair or like garage door spring repair, right? Like that's where a lot of people say like, yeah, I want all the spring repair jobs I can take more than an installation just because the quick turnaround. And I guess the product is not attainable from a end user. So they have to rely on you
The service work, it does. It turns profit a lot faster than, say, selling a door. And then also whenever you're dealing residential, more people are, just to be candid, are more willing to drop, $600-$800 to get a spring change versus $4,000 to have a new door.
Yeah, so I can put that in our list as well. Garage door repair, garage door spring repair. I do have that there. Because that's something that a lot of people do talk about when I talk with clients in this industry.
And we deal with that commercial as well. We often do spring repairs and this, that, the other with commercial work as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, again, so that's the core of what we would do, right? We get you on Google, we find these right keywords like we just did right now to really promote the heck out of you so that you can start building up your own volume. Don't get me wrong, Google's not meant to be an overnight volume builder, which is why you're in a perfect position for this, because you still have your steady work as a sub, right? So you're not going to just fall off the cliff as a sub or anything like that, because this is just going to be operating behind the scenes for people to call you directly, right? You advertising your own business, no one's going to have an issue with that. You're not, like I said, you're not snatching from Miner or anyone else out there. And it's just a matter of self-promotion. We do this through Google and we do Facebook as well, because as you know, Facebook works really well in the residential market. Facebook is really popular in that regard, because how Facebook works is if someone is searching on Google for, let's say, garage door spring repair or spring replacement, whatever the case may be, there's going to be two ways they're going to respond. They're going to find someone on Google very quickly, or maybe there's someone who something got in the way of them, choosing a provider of that service right away. So Facebook works like this: is later on that evening when they're scrolling through social media. I'm not sure if you have your own Facebook page, Steve, but if you do, do you have social media like Facebook?
Yeah, I have Facebook, my personal Facebook, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever noticed an ad pops up that's very relevant to something you were looking for online before?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so that's how these ads will work, where if someone was looking for garage door repair, garage door install, even on the commercial side, either way, when they hit these key terms on Google during the day, Facebook will capture that information in a cookie, and then later on that evening when they're relaxing in bed, that homeowner or business owner who's looking for what you do, that's when your ad will pop up on their Facebook newsfeed, just like how you see on your Facebook newsfeed from time to time. So it's called, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And then also, too, as I develop the end user side of the business and the sales, obviously, so a lot of the equipment companies that we do this work for are in deep in Atlanta or Northeast Atlanta or Stone Mountain or down those areas. So as far as the end user side, as far as like the service based and what we're talking about developing, I would want to target more Northwest Georgia, which is where we're out of.
Nice. And that's a great point to bring up that I wasn't even talking about just yet. That's correct, where with the Google optimization, you're going to be showing up in your neighborhood on the Google Maps, right? And then and then also on in regards to Facebook, you pick and choose the zip codes. So like you said, you're not going to be asking for service work that's like a 100-mile service call. You know what I mean? It's going to be 5 to 20 or something like that, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
So,
and then, too, that avoids us ever getting to where, or I feel like it would prolong or prevent, say, Minor or Southern Dock to feel like we're coming in on them or cutting in.
Yeah, because I saw Southern Dock. They're based out of, like, Atlanta, right? So
that office
is out there. So yeah, yours, let me just make sure, what city specifically in Atlanta did you want me to put in as your home base?
Well, I would want to be more Northwest Georgia, so I would...
I'm sorry, I didn't know why I said Atlanta. Yeah, what city in Georgia? My apologies.
So Calhoun, Rome, as far down as Acworth, Cartersville, Dalton.
Okay, Calhoun, Rome, Cartersville, Dalton, you said, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Do you go west to Somerville?
Somerville would be okay.
Okay, is your center Calhoun or is your center like Adairsville? Where's specifically your center?
Our shop is in Calhoun. My house is in Rome.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so I see there. Okay, so that being said, Rome, Lindale, Cartersville, Adairsville, Calhoun, Somerville.
Yep. Right, and then
Dalton.
Outside of that, if you look at Dalton and then down 75, probably as far down as, say, maybe Acworth or maybe even far down as Marietta, but I'd say down as far as Acworth for these service calls and
Cartersville and then Cedartown,
Cedartown, that would be okay,
Rockmart. Okay. Yeah, I got a good idea of the service area, like you're saying. You're staying out of metro Atlanta as much as you can, and you're even hesitant to really cross into Marietta, which is fine. So in that regard, there's a lot of work that wouldn't overlap there. So we can definitely target those areas. That's not a problem with, again, Calhoun or Rome, Calhoun being your center, being the shop center, and then, you know, we'll work those other cities and around that. So that's what we would do. Now just to walk through the pricing, we run $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. You can increase that whenever you want, but that's a standard for a lot of our clients to really get the motion going on the social media side, just to see what type of return you're getting. And you'll have the back end access to all the analytics. So we do the Google promotion. We can include the website if you want us to, update your website from what your friend did. I know that, you know, I don't want you to feel like that's a pain in the neck, but it's just included with our service if you want us to do it. And then, and it'll be on the same domain too. So your domain of, Garland Docks and Doors, we would just keep it like that if you're okay with that.
Okay. Yeah.
We would build out a Facebook business profile. I didn't see one just yet. Is that correct?
No Facebook. No, for the business, no.
Okay, so we'll build that out. As long as you have your personal page, we'll build that out to get that going. The only thing you'd have to do is occasionally do like those photos of like completed work to do like the social media posts. But we'll run the ads and do the ad copy. Everything on the advertising side we'll take care of. This is an all-inclusive package. So it's $100 going towards Facebook, the website, the Google optimization in those key cities. Grand total, it's a month-to-month program of $249.
That's $249 a month. and that's not terrible, as long as we seen, some returns. I mean, if we sold a job a month, that more than would be make it worthwhile, you know. So what kind of turnover before we actually start seeing? And I don't know if that's just kind of a guess for you or.
No, it's a really valid question. So the more important thing is, what does live time look like? We go live with your Facebook ads in 7 to 14 days because we do look to earn your business each and every month. So that's 100% the truth. We're not setting you up with an annual retainer or anything like that. It's strictly a month-to-month program. So you'll be live within 7 to 14 days, both on the website and the Facebook side.
Okay. And then as far as just traffic and those kind of things, because in this business, it's usually if you get a call, there's a demand. So if you can respond pretty quickly, it's not hard to be a salesman in this business is what I'm getting at, because usually there's a demand for it when they're reaching out. So as long as you can respond. So I guess the next question would
especially
be
with the Resi Spring Repair, right? Resi Spring Repair, they're just looking for someone because they're probably locked in their garage.
They just want it fixed. Yeah, and it's the same thing with commercial. Same thing. You know, hey, we've got – we need somebody out here to fix this door, you know, or whatever. So I guess, like I was saying, the next question would be just like, how soon would we see that traffic, be getting those hits? Right away, as soon as it goes live, 7, 14 days?
So I did see this. You have an old Google Business profile, so that's going to move things a little bit faster for us. We usually have a promise time on the Google side of things to be live and on the maps within 30 to 45 days. Fortunately for you, you have an old business profile. It didn't give you the pin on the map yet, but someone was already working on this saying you're open 24 hours. Do you know that someone was doing this for you already?
Recently or in the past?
I don't know. I see Garland Mechanical Services, and it has a website, and then it goes to a Wix site that is still live, but it looks...
Yeah, so that was an original website that I built several years ago, and my problem there was, so I went through a divorce, the long story short, and I did not know how to modify or get back on that Wix site to take.
You have access to the Google side, though.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I do or not. You know, there was a lot of passwords and information, and it ended up I was pulling my hair out trying to get access. That's the reason I ended up building another website.
Okay.
My Wix site was actually pretty decent, but when you go on it, it still has my ex-wife as like a co-owner or something like that, and her old phone number as a contact.
So those things. Here's what we can do. While we can't delete it because you still have that as an existing thing, what we can do is make sure that gets pushed as far down as possible. And if you have access to the Google side of things, we can remove the link to the website altogether, which would be really great if you had access to that.
I'm not sure if I do or not, or how I would know that.
when you log into Google, like you log into like your Gmail or Google, it should have a way that you log in to Garland Mechanical Services. If you don't have that, that's okay. We can try to capture that.
I used to have different emails back then. Like, I think it was when I was Garland.
Steve at GarlandMechanical.net. I see one of those.
Yeah, Steve at GarlandMechanical.net. So I don't even – if the email address is still even active or works, I don't use it or don't know how to – I'm not even sure if I'd know the passwords, you know what I mean, to access it.
Want to be labeled as Garland Docks and Doors or Garland Mechanical Services?
So the business name is Garland Mechanical Services, and it's been established for quite a few years. There was times I actually considered changing it, and the only reason we went to this Garland Docks and Doors, particularly with the domain name, was just basically for keywords. you know, and
well, yeah, I mean that used to make sense. The old version of Google, that would be wise. But just to let you know,
right.
What we're gonna have to do, and we can do this, is we'll do everything we can, and we'll use our back end resources as best we can to see if we can secure any of this old Google presence data. If we can, then we're rocking and rolling faster. But if we can't,
right.
we'll make a brand new one for you, and that'll be
right.
live within
right.
30 to 45 days, where you'll start seeing yourself go up the map. If someone's looking
right.
for docs in Northern California.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. that'd be great if I could, regain that, Steve at GarlandMechanical.net or, and all of that, those emails and,
We wouldn't be able to do the website. I'm not talking about that. I mean the actual Google link. You have a Google link
yeah.
that we would try to recapture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm just, some of this is kind of above me and over my head. Just to be honest.
You're an expert in the field, Steve. No worries. That's why we exist, right? We deal with so many
yeah.
clients like yourself that are experts in the field, and they're at least being, open-minded to admit, I don't want to be a marketing expert. I just want to do the work. And,
right.
and you know, that's why we work with so many small business owners like yourself that are, that's all they're looking for, is someone who can manage this at an affordable cost that saves you the time and hopefully the headache.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I'm willing to, and let me, back up to tell you this. When I originally built that Wix site, there was a company called, I believe it was AG Local or something like that. And I talked to them basically about some of the same things we're talking about now, and gave them like $800, and long story short, they just took my money and ran. Never built a website, never did the first thing for me, and basically told me to kick rocks. So,
wow.
Which of course I went on Facebook and, you know, said what I could about them being scams and, you know, did nothing for the business and took my money. So obviously there's some reservations there, but I know it is possible if the right people know what to do. I would love to see the end user side and have an online presence to start developing, like I said, the end user side of this business. And like I said, I'm willing to, throw a little money at it if, you know, and I can be patient, you know, if we give it a couple months and I can start seeing actually some traffic, some turnover from it. Then it's a no-brainer. Like I said, even at 250 a month, you know, if it's driving enough traffic where we sell one or two jobs, it's going to be worthwhile, you know. And
yeah, especially if you do that off the jump, because remember, that's why the Facebook ads help, because they give you the quicker return. Because as
right.
you know, Google is more of a steady growth branding like game plan, right? Where Google is
right.
going to be the elephant. Right of your marketing, but in the beginning, like Facebook being like a smaller version of that, that usually gets you the quicker results, just because it's a nimbler response.
To push the Facebook side, how much you say that was?
It's the same exact price. It's included at the $249.
Oh, okay. Well, will we be doing like a contract or some kind of paperwork, or I know you said
it's just a month-to-month program. I mean, I just need about 10 more minutes of your time and we can get all this started, and then it'll be onboarded by tomorrow. So that way your website revision and Facebook ads should be live around this time next week, at the very latest a week and a half from now.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Let's do it, man.
Okay. So now last couple things then. Steve, I have your last name is Garland. What's a good email address for you that works now? Not any of these ones on the website.
It's a long one, so forgive me. It's Garland Mechanical Services, the number 21@gmail.com.
Is that your new girlfriend's age? I'm joking. Please don't hold that against me. I'm just kidding. So Garland Mechanical Services 21@gmail.com. And then for the onboarding call, if you want to handle that today, we do have slots available today. At the first available slot would be from 2 to 3. The last available slot is from 6 to 7, or we can do any time tomorrow. First slot at 10 to 11.
Yeah, tomorrow would probably be better. I've got a lot of things happening for the rest of this day.
No worries. What time did you want to pencil in for tomorrow's onboarding?
What did you say, 10 to 11?
That's the earliest slot, yep.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, let me get that penciled in here. All right, give me a second to get that email. Let's see. So I'm going to email you an invite, okay?
Okay. So how
and
do
this
you guys
find
out about me to be able to solicit the business, your business from me?
Good question. So typically, our research team develops like businesses who are in your area who are looking to grow, right? And how we do that typically is through you having recently listed somewhere else. So if you did anything like with Yelp, Angie's, Home Advisor, anyone in the recent history, that's most likely where we would have trickled across your information.
I did try to do something with Angie, and so far that's not, I've not got the first lead yet. So.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll let you know about Angie. Do you want a couple pointers? Is this your first time ever dealing with Angie's?
Yes.
Okay, so they're a different animal. So I'm going to give you a couple pointers, and hopefully, you don't take this the wrong way. But typically, they will have your lead and give it to three or four, like, competitors at the same time. It puts the ball in your potential customer's court where they're going to usually be shopping around for price. You'll notice that when you're talking to clients. If you get them on the phone. But one thing that I'll say to help you get them on the phone is speed to the lead is really, really, really important in the world of Angie's. You can make money with Angie's. It's just you got to navigate their little structure, right? And their structure is, no exclusivity on the lead itself, so just hustle. and what
right.
we tell a
so
lot of our
the
clients
first
is...
one to respond is basically...
Yeah, so here's the best way we say it is that if you're on the job and your hands are full doing stuff, turn off your leads. Do not even tempt yourself to take a lead when you can't be staring at your phone and literally calling that lead within 5 to 10 seconds of seeing it pop up on your phone. If you're not doing that, you're probably at least second in line, if not have already lost out because three people try to contact them very quickly because sometimes companies like Miner, for example, might be buying leads from Angie's, and they use their call center, for example.
Okay.
Right? How do you compete with a call center if you're on the job and you try to call someone within 5 minutes? They've already been called 5 times in 5 minutes, or at least tried, right? So being the first to contact helps a lot, especially if the types of leads you're getting are ones that are looking for a very quick repair that they're just trying to get someone on the line who can.
Just to be candid, I'm not sure Angie's was a good decision. Like I said, I've paid whatever it was to get started.
It's like $288 to start up, right?
Yeah, it was two something. Yeah, and I'm like I said, I've got the app, and I've been checking for the leads. I've not seen the first lead come across.
Well, that's okay. That's you're in a better position there than if 10 of them came across and charged you for it, right? So be careful about that too.
They want to charge every time a lead comes across.
If you accept it, which is why I said if you're in the field, do not take it. If you can't call that person in 5 seconds from the moment you see it show up on your phone, don't even touch it.
Yeah. Okay. So whenever you say touch it, like, let me just pull this app up.
Because on your app, you have an option to accept it, right? Because they don't give you the direct phone number.
Like, I've not even seen that. It just says, if I hit the one that says leads, it says, welcome to Angie Leads. Your leads from homeowners will show here. And I've never shown no internet connection. I know I've got internet on. But it's never had a single lead pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's probably because it's still in the process of being developed. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're going to generate leads for sure. I mean, that's their model. It's just the quality of lead and, like I said, the positioning of the lead. And what I mean by that is this. You and I both know you position yourself as someone who does great work, not someone who's the Walmart of garage doors, right? So,
right, exactly right, yeah.
So that's what it sometimes comes down to with Angie's, is they make everything seem like it's a pricing battle, which is why some of our clients don't love the model. But yeah, to be fair, you can still profit from it if, again, you navigate these like waters as best
right.
you can, right? So,
and that's
so,
meaning you accept the lead, respond quickly, and all that.
Right, and just know what you're yeah. getting into, because a lot of guys don't know what they're getting into, because Angie's has a great sales team that really promotes I don't want to say anything negative about them, but they promote a world that sounds very, very rewarding, and sometimes the realism of what they promote doesn't line up with what happens.
Right. Yeah, and I've already kind of got that feeling, and in hindsight, which I don't know. I don't want to feel like I wasted money throwing it at it.
Well,
but,
here's what I will let you know. If there's any silver lining, Steve, we wouldn't have been able to call you if you didn't try to do something online on your own, right? So we don't
you.
Do this
yeah.
thing where we're reaching out to businesses who stick to word of mouth and only word of mouth. By you reaching out to Angie's, it gives us a green light on our marketing side to understand, okay, he wants to market. And don't get me wrong, that's why we don't say stop Angie's, because we're not trying to bash Angie's. But we do know that we provide a source that are more familiar, like Google and Facebook, and a little bit more familiar sources of marketing and revenue generation that a lot of our clients like.
As far as with Angie, though, let's say if I don't want to sync up any more money or whatever into Angie's, I just simply don't take the lead, right?
Correct. Or you turn them off altogether. I think there's an option to turn them off altogether. Don't get mad and say, why did you turn off your leads when you just started? But, yes, you can turn them off altogether.
Yeah.
Where you just don't even want them. And then they'll have your 288, but nothing more.
You're right. Okay.
What's a good address for you, Steve? I didn't see this here on the website.
So the business address is 2377. Miller's Ferry Road, M-I-L-L-E-R, Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y, Road. And that's Calhoun, Georgia.
So 2377 Miller's Ferry Road, right?
Yep.
And the zip code?
30701.
All right, let me just make sure I get that saved here. So, yeah, whoever set this up in the past, they didn't even put your address on that. So, you know, we'll probably just do something that's very fresh. Oh, I was intrigued. So when I typed in 2377, the autocomplete on the search for where you're located, is it Miller Ferry Road? Is it a singular Miller?
I've seen it both ways.
Gotcha.
Both ways. Miller Ferry or Miller's Ferry. Either way, it's the same place.
Gotcha. They know where to find you when you get the right zip code, right?
Yeah.
And that's 30701. Okay, I did find it. Okay, great. So last couple things, about 10 minutes of your time, and then I'll get everything wrapped up. I got all of your service offerings, as we talked about there, so we'll be good there. And then the next couple things here will just be a small questionnaire before the onboarding call that we have scheduled for tomorrow at 10, okay? So, and okay. Steve, on your card, it's going to be under the name Steve Garland, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I have people that I trust well enough, but I think they're so involved with.
If that changes at any time, just let us know. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And then I have the long list of the services that we talked about. So there's there. Okay. Not using anyone else for this type of service on Google, right?
No.
Okay. You're going to get an email when we're done here that has a link to set up your Google business profile. Like I said, Google might flag that and say, hey, he already has one. And then we'll say, well, how do we access it? And maybe that can help us along. But for now, we'll start from scratch. You have the right licensing and insurance as needed to start from scratch and get all this approved by Google, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, we carry $2 million worth of general liability.
There you go. Yeah. And then would you mind doing this? Do you know how to share your Facebook personal profile and send me the link to that? Do you know how to log into your Facebook page and share that?
Let's see. I'm on my Facebook now. Let's see what we can do.
So there should be an option when you go into your profile. There should be one of the options is gives you an option to share your profile. If you like, click
share
on your
profile. Oh no, that's copy. Share profile. Okay. By text messenger or what?
Yeah, if you text it to the 877 number that I sent you the message from earlier.
You call it out? Let's see.
877.
Okay. 877.
635. 635 6225. And the Garland docsanddoors.com, you want us to go ahead and keep that domain, right?
I don't see why not. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And then, but as far as building our sample website, and of course we're going to use all the content you want, all the photos you want and things like that. But do you want us to use our website model that's optimized for cell phone use?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll put that on your domain. Okay.
And right, we actually have an established logo, which you could, I don't know if you can pull up that Wix site, which I could probably send you a link to that too.
Do you want that one from your site that says Garland Mechanical Services Docks and Doors, that one, or you want a different logo?
I'm not crazy about it. I really like my old logo, but I just kind of went with it just because it had Docks and Doors in it and, that's kind of what he put together. Were you able to pull up the Wix site?
I'm looking at it right now, and I see a logo that says, like, GM, it looks like, Garland Mechanical,
yeah.
That logo?
Yeah, that was our original logo, yeah.
If you have the artwork for that, you can always shoot that via email to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you an email right now to request any photos, okay? So give me 1 second here.
I have... ask loads of photos of previous work.
I'm sure you do. So anything that you want us to upload, I'm going to send you just a real quick request that says, local splash, please provide.
All right. You may have to give me maybe late tonight or something. I may have, when I have time, I'll try to go through some of that and try to send
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
So what I did is I included my support team on the same email. So when you have a moment, you just reply all to this email with any photos and logo artwork that you want on your website. So I just sent that over from JCal at Local Splash, so you have that there. You also should have the invite for tomorrow's call already in your inbox when you check that out. We're okay. Almost done here. I'm just typing the address, the cities of like Rome, Lindale, Somerville. Give me 1 second here. Lindale, Somerville. We said Dalton to the north, Lafayette.
Yeah, on the north perimeter, like Ackworth, I think that's that would probably be a good one as well. Cartersville, maybe even Emerson.
You said Ackworth as well?
Yeah, I think that probably got kind of
right. You said to the south. You said to the south, Ackworth and Cartersville, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I got all the main ones. Here's what I entered: Calhoun, Adairsville, Rome, Lyndale, Somerville, Dalton, Lafayette, Ackworth, Cartersville. That usually gives them a good idea of the radius. And then I'll put in Cedartown and Rockmart as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then just to let you know, last two things. On your Google Business profile and your new website, what we do is we allow you to be able to have data to keep us accountable for every call that comes in through to you. It's not going to be like how Angie's platform is. Angie's platform, it announces, like, thank you for calling Angie's, press 5 to connect. We're not going to do anything like that. You won't notice the difference. You'll see every phone number that comes in through to you directly, so you'll know exactly who's calling. It just allows us to show you at the end of a month if you wanted to, you know, check in on that. And you can check in on real time on the back end through your dashboard access that they'll walk you through tomorrow. But it just allows us to show you exactly how many calls are coming through so you can have a really, you know, perfect justification of whether or not to reinvest with us.
For us. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. And then it says 24 hours on your original page. What do you want to put as your new hours of service? The same thing?
Well, I mean, 8 to 5, but we do, I would offer after hours emergency rates.
Okay. So would you say Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then you say, but you also want to put, does the emergency service as well?
Yeah, 24-hour availability for emergency calls or something like that, maybe.
So we'll have that on your website then for sure.
Okay.
Actually, to be fair, I mean, if you're willing to take a call 24 hours, we might as well just list you as 24 hours.
Well, that's fine. And I guess I could always explain, you know, that, like I said, if it's after 5 and I have to send guys out, I pay them at a higher rate, so thus I charge at a higher rate.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm putting here how I put the notes in. I said put 24 hours operation, but emergency services offered after 5 p.m. and on weekends. So that way people understand that's what it is you're about. So, and then the address that you provided, the 2377 Miller's Ferry, is that a publishable address or is that a home-based address?
Yeah, what do you mean publishable?
Like you can put it there where, like, if people wanted to drive there, it's a shop, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not necessarily brick and mortar, but, yeah, I have a shop there. It's basically a barn. But most of all our work is in the field, so we don't have, like, a shop.
Okay, so it makes sense not to publish the address then, right?
Okay.
Because you said you don't really take on clients there, because I know you're out in the field, and that makes sense.
Right.
So we'll treat it the same way.
No one's showing up at Miller's Ferry to buy a door.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they did, they would feel awkward that, like, why is it here on Google? We don't want to do that.
Right.
All right, I put the notes in there. Okay, great. So we're basically done here. Last couple things I just need to go over is to verify here is that we're going to do the month-to-month program where you include the website as well as the $100 of Facebook ads at $249. So just so you know, we do have a one-time setup fee, not as bad as Angie's by any means. It's $99. So your starting today will be $348, and then each month thereafter is $249, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I hope we see some results out of it. I don't feel like I'm throwing money out the window again.
And like I said, I mean, we've been in business too long and had too much of a reputation to uphold for you to feel that way. So
right.
If at any point you felt like you weren't getting your money's worth, by all means, I mean, let us know because we'll have to bend over backwards. That's okay too, because as you see, when you look at our Google reviews, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where people don't like us on Google either, right? So, you know, that's really important to us.
Why? Run out there and get my wallet out of the truck. Run and get my wallet out of the truck.
Okay. Last couple steps here. We allow you to choose a security question. So that way, if there's any confusion about who's reaching out to you, you can quickly identify that it's us. So you can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name would be Bohannon.
B-O-H-A-N-N-O-N?
That's right.
Okay. And then on the card you'll be using, is it the 2377 Miller Ferry Road connected to the card?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just punch in that. All right. I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
One second. Find it. Oh, geez. Let's see. Well, figure out where my wallet is. You may have to call me back on that. Phone's in my truck because before I grabbed it.
No worries. I mean, let me know what you need me to do here. It's not a problem.
Here it is. I found it.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
4309-2601-0218-1492.
And the expiration on the visa?
0228, February 28th.
And then there's
February
the three digits?
2028.
Right, three digits on the back?
542.
All right. I'm not going to charge the card just yet. So we're going to go through the voice verification portion of the call. This is strictly the quality assurance. I want to reiterate a couple things about our timelines to be clear. So your Facebook ads and your website will be live within 7 to 14 days. Your Google Business profile, we should have approved within that same time frame as well. But in terms of showing up on the maps and moving up the listings when people do the search queries for all the keywords you and I discussed, that usually takes about 30 to 45 days. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So if you have any questions, just let me know. Just for the purpose of this call, I have your name is Steve Garland, and the company name is Garland Mechanical Services. So when I ask those questions, that's what I have on paper so far. If you need me to make any changes, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Steve. Well, welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Garland Mechanical Services.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Steven Garland. I'm the owner and operator.
Okay, and you say it's Steven on your card or Steve? My apologies.
Yes, Steven with an N.
Okay, let me just put that in there as well. Let me update that here. I'm going to update my notes real quickly. I'll put in the notes also you go by Steve more than Steven, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Great, Steven. So now to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask two more questions. Of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, you're an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actually involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call at 10 a.m. Now, you may see a lot of increased visibility online, and that may also result in some calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to local Splash, which is why we provide the security question to identify that the call is coming from us and not another provider in the event of any confusion. I do want to let you know this, though. Moving forward with tomorrow's call, every single call of ours will come from our customer service line at 877-635-6225. That's the same number I sent you the text message from, okay?
Okay.
So make sure you save that number as local Splash under your contacts.
Okay.
And then when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and or emails from local Splash?
Okay.
Okay. And then in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to let us know should you onboard with any other marketing teams during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 28, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. That includes the initial setup fee of $99. When your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 28th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, Stephen, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative, and if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation?
You send me that number, but that's not the number you called from, right?
It's not the same one we called from. The one I sent you the text message is from 877-635-6225.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and save that. Splash.
Local Splash,
Okay.
So last question, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Everything is good to go on my end. Let me just go ahead and we'll initiate the initial payment of $348. You're going to get everything in writing that we talked about, Stephen, here. So you'll get the an email showing you exactly the terms and conditions of everything we just talked about, the initial payment of $348, the $249 moving forward. There's a lot of information that is not quite relevant to you, like such as Google Guaranteed, which is a different form of advertising. So there's a couple things that don't apply to you whatsoever. But for the most part, everything that we talked about should be outlined there, the 30 to 45-day promise time, 7 to 14 days for Facebook ads, and so on and so forth. If you can review that at some point this evening, that'd be great. As long as it's ready for tomorrow's call, you just check 2 checkboxes at the bottom. You sign as Stephen Garland, and then we'll be good to go there.
Okay.
If for whatever reason you don't get around to it by tomorrow's 10 a.m. call, we'll gladly review that with you at that time, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. If you don't have any other questions, everything on our end is good to go here. You also have my information via email and text. Keep in mind, remember, send me any photos and logo artwork that you want us to have on your website, and we'll get that up and running for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate giving us a chance to really help you grow this way. And, we definitely look to earn your business, like I said, each and every month.
All right. Sounds good, man. I hope it works out.
Yeah, absolutely. We do as well. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.